At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
PC.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Nebco and Anderson Ford. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour sponsored by our friends at Nebco.
The Co.
Now hiring at Ready Mixed Concrete. Apply today at NebcoIncConcrete.com. Also, shout out to Anderson Ford at 27th and I-80 and 33rd and Yankee Hill. Another great day to test drive a vehicle.
Winds out of the south. I'd go to the south store today.
Winds out of the south.
Winds out of the south, so I'd go south. It'll flip back and forth. It'll come back David's way.
Yeah, that
David from Renew.
Maybe tomorrow.
Yes,
but today
goes
south.
Today goes south. The wind's out of the south.
That's fine.
Go to the south store.
Where's that at?
33rd Yankee Hill.
33rd Yankee Hill.
It's a quite a monstrosity. Is what I would say it is. It's big.
I'm not sure we actually. If going back to Nebco for a second, we didn't give Corey his. He gave the big cookie for my birthday. The week.
Yeah,
It's our bet. Thank you again, Corey from Nebco, for that incredible big cookie he provided during all the festivities.
Those are always good.
And Corey's super good.
Corey's working on some fishing locations for me and my nephew.
Corey.
Yes, Corey's working
Who's
on that.
Who's this Corey?
Yeah, Corey's from Nebco. I played golf with him once.
He's runs out here. The place up here.
Yes.
They're always in there doing a meeting whenever.
Okay.
And they're there for usually a couple hours. I always ask them, shouldn't you guys maybe be working, pouring some concrete? And they're in there just drinking coffee.
Always laugh. And Bill says, well, what do you know? 9 o'clock and the guys aren't working. Amazing.
They do seem relaxed.
They're very relaxed.
I'm not joking.
It's Ready Mix.
They're good dudes.
Yeah, really
good
dudes. And they always have on everything reflective. That's what I like. When they come in, they're reflective.
That's a deal. Yeah. Workers wear reflective gear now.
I played golf with Corey and Bolt in a tournament last year, and their boss from Nebco, James.
That'd be a lot of concrete talk right there.
They enjoy their tournaments, if you know what I mean. They have a good time out there.
Good. They work hard.
It's the Highlands. I can't play this year. I got something going on.
Oh, yeah.
That would be a fun
Corey tournament. Told me that he said, I can't play. I got a wedding that day. I can't do it. So makes me sad.
It's quite a commitment. And then what makes it hard for me to golf in tournaments this year?
You have no clubs.
I don't have any clubs.
Swagger
My clubs have
clubs.
Been commandeered. And then
it's a great word. But
yes, they've been commandeered. And so I will not be allowed to do any of that. Swagger will probably send me a photo of
it. You do not feel bad. I know you. If you got invited to play in a golf tournament at Highland, that's horrifying for me.
Me too.
Stop this.
God,
first of all,
stop.
First of all, it's a minimum of 9 hours.
Oh, forget
no,
that.
It's not
oh,
it's
how
nine
much
hours.
Small
nine
talk
hours.
Is that?
Yeah. And by the time you get in your car and return to your house, it's 9 hours.
Forget it.
Yeah.
It sounds horrifying.
Yeah.
And you gotta I'll take your spot.
Also, we got to buy shots of Fireball from the cart girl.
You guys get invites, pass them my way. I'll see if I can play in these tournaments.
I am just, that 9 hours, I'm freaked out by the amount of small talk there would be. Just nothing. Just small talk.
Yeah.
It is a lot of small talk. I'll give you that.
Like, yeah.
The only thing I enjoy about it is
just so much energy.
Yeah, you know, some people always say, hey, Bill, you hit first. If you get one out there kind of safe, well, go for it. You know, I don't. I hit last. That way, if someone has a good drive right away, I don't even swing. I'm like, I'm not going to hit one better than that. So why?
Bill hits probably like 10 shots.
Yeah, so
around.
I just walk up there on the deal. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to try to improve my game, man.
You know? Sometimes he has a club. Sometimes he doesn't have a club.
Oh, there's been numerous times where it makes people very nervous too. All of a sudden, it's like, hey, you better hit one. And I'm like, well, give me your club. I asked for somebody else's club, and I go, I guess, like, I'm not going to break your club. I'm not that golfer.
Why do you ask for their club?
I don't want to go back to my bag in the cart and get my club up.
He assumed
I was going
to
hit, so I don't even bring a club.
We're not made for that.
No.
World. We're not.
No. Bill makes essentially a three-man scramble.
Yeah. He's a three-man scramble. But no, I always, the chip and putt I'm part of.
Okay.
Short
game.
And generally, like short game. Usually I make a couple big putts. Because I always putt first.
Well, that's a good point from OG Breaker. Says, come on, Sip. You're the only person in this room with the hole in one.
That's true.
I don't have one. I don't have one.
That's true. But I am. No, you're not cut out for that world either. You're not. You wear black and it's 90 degrees.
Okay, it's not my world. It's not my world.
By the way, Saunders County, definitely six number. I think I pushed back on that.
Yeah, you did.
That was me. Saunders is six county.
Is it?
You just yelled at people, too.
I didn't think that six was wild.
I didn't either.
That's my bad.
The best number I heard in a long time was, I'm going to go with 1,000. I'm like,
you guys need a boy.
That's it. We won that one.
This 1.8 million people, and they're all in two counties, basically.
1.8 million.
We won.
We did.
We're nine over.
464-5685. Call or text, as always. There's a couple I want to get to. One last thing on the overreactions.
Yeah.
It was fun. We didn't
I
get
like
to.
Those.
I did, too.
This is CBS Sports.
There was Wisconsin was the last one on here. It says, the overreaction says, our added NIL investment finally unlocks what Luke Fickell is capable of.
Oh, God. Interesting.
It's the CBS Sports overreaction.
So they went heavy NIL.
I don't know how great it's going. Their AD left to be like a security guy.
The title what was the is, job.
One of those things. Where, oh, it was like, I'll take the job. Can you make me a job of any sort with the Big Ten?
Oh, it's amazing.
I don't care what it pays, because this thing here at Wisconsin is going to end badly for me, and I need to stay out in front of this thing.
We talked about it, and it is amazing.
Chris McIntosh's new job with the Big Ten. I think it's something with I think it's cybersecurity. Some sort of.
It's an odd title.
Yeah. It is
unbelievable. It's just a word salad is what it is.
Oh, this is funny.
Yeah.
Big Ten appoints Chris McIntosh deputy commissioner for strategy.
I don't know what that means.
Walk me through your duties,
Chris.
Read it one more time.
Big Ten appoints Chris McIntosh deputy commissioner for strategy.
So you're in charge of a group of people that are in charge of a plan.
And it is a newly created role.
Yes.
Yeah, but no crap.
Yeah, no.
I don't know. Just call it. I don't know anything. Director of strategy.
Yes, director of strategy. I mean, if I'm McIntosh, I'm like, can we put anything of substance in that? Just even if I'm not doing it, just make it up and just put it there. I think he sits down with a whole team of interns like that. Well, you guys were. I run strategy, and now you guys are going to branch off into other strategies. I want you to report back to me.
I'll be awaiting your report.
This is a Seinfeld show. This is George Costanza working for the Big Ten.
What do you do when you show up to work?
Yes.
This is what Petitti said. Tony Petitti. That's his name?
Yes.
He's the Big Ten commissioner. To ensure we support our 18 institutions at the highest level, it is important to reinforce our leadership team with additional strategic experience. How do you write that?
Oh, it still makes no sense. There's nothing there.
This is straight Seinfeld.
It's awesome, though. It's an awesome job for McIntosh, because I guarantee it's pretty highly. It's a good salary, right?
I don't know.
$250 at the minimum.
It'll be a good salary, but imagine driving to work every day.
What do you do every day?
You're going like, well, I used to be the AD at Wisconsin. A major player in the Big Ten,
and now
I'm in charge of strategy, and no one's listening to me. There's no chance where all of a sudden
I'm strategizing.
Where's he at? He's still in his room.
He's just twiddling.
This reminds me. I'm telling you, when I worked in that office,
strategy.
Did the same thing for 7 weeks in a row. Yeah, now
doing this one.
I have a strategy.
This reminds me.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/earlybreak. hims.com/earlybreak. Weight Loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com. Just sits there. It's the same thing all day long.
Reading the computer. I have strategy.
This is from CBS Sports regarding
reading USA
Wisconsin.
Today.
Coming up with strategies.
It says, even after consecutive losing seasons for the first time in more than 30 years, the Badgers gave Fickell more resources and the infrastructure to actually recruit in the NIL arms race. Okay. Fickell added 33 portal players. 33.
Jeez.
Retooled their coaching staff and has a significantly more manageable schedule in 2026. This should be a bounce back season.
33 portal players.
Boy, would I love to go have that conversation and what changed there. Because I'm just telling you, to get kids in school at Wisconsin was brutal.
I wonder if they've eased that
so
up.
So they had to get 33 in? Yes. First of all, you had to go through this committee. So I'd have to, these are all full qualifiers, but they weren't at the Wisconsin standards. So you'd have to go tell someone, I'd sit in front of this board. I'd sit in front of them and say, okay, Bill, explain to me why you think player B can be successful here at Wisconsin. And I'd have to lay everything out for him, his past, the reason he's... Now, these aren't like non-qualifiers. They have a test score and a GPA that says they can get into any place legally. At that time, they could go... Wisconsin's like, no. So everything has been dropped.
Dropped?
In some
maybe
aspect.
Just eased.
It's been eased. There's been easement, yes.
That is... I didn't know that,
oh, it was
way.
Brutal. It was like, you were just dumbfounded. It was like, that's how we do it at Wisconsin. So guess what I did? I just did how they did it in Wisconsin. I'm fine with that. That these are the rules. I didn't wake up every day going to try to see the president of the university to get things changed.
Find loopholes.
No, I just they said, here's the rules. If it's close, we'll go to committee. Some of them didn't even make it to committee. I mean, you can ask Barry Alvarez. He drove over to committee.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. You drive over there in this. There's like a van of you, and you meet in this other... In this other building, and it's a little intimidating who you're talking to.
Sure.
You know, and you have to lay this thing out really well. And that stuff just doesn't happen other places.
33 from the portal.
So that's how we got that done. There was some relief there that says, okay, we're going to let them in. And maybe it's easier to get in as a transfer. All these I was talking about, they were all high school kids.
You wonder. Nebraska brought in 16. They brought in 33. I'm trying to imagine – covering that. Holy God. I mean, it was all I could do to hang in there with 16. 33 guys. You got to assess 33 guys.
Yes.
But definitely, we talk about a hot seat.
That's a five. That's a five, right?
That's as hot as it gets. Yeah. And I don't even know, does 6-6 save you? The 6-6, is that enough to say, okay, we got to a bowl game?
You don't have your boss. Who's the AD? Yeah. They haven't named an AD.
Okay.
Surely we'd know that. Check it out quick.
I would like to have that written up in framed, McIntosh's title at the Big Ten. Read it to me one more time.
Okay. Deputy of Strategy. Hold on. I'll get it.
They don't have it. They have an interim. Marcus Sedbury is the interim AD at this point.
They created this position for McIntosh, Deputy Commissioner for Strategy. I was immediately like, okay.
All right, we'll follow that close.
And he's just following around Petiti is what he's doing, right? That's what he's doing, effectively. Yeah.
You know, we forgot about, this is the last one, we forgot about the story back in January of Damon Williams, the quarterback at Washington. Remember, it's a 48-hour period where he signed a $4.5 million contract. Announced he's going to go in the portal days later, and he came back after the legal threats from Washington. So he's back at Washington. Right. The overreaction is The offseason drama is behind us, and Damon Williams Jr. is locked in. I've totally forgot about that. That was craziness in January.
That's an overreaction?
Yeah.
I love how they
have. That doesn't even sound like. I mean, that's interesting.
The drama's behind. They're saying there's no way that drama's behind
you. Oh.
I mean, that was chaos.
It was.
You know what Washington did? They had a ironclad contract. Because that conversation, when they got back together, it wasn't just like, you know what? The people here like you, and you like the running backs, right? You guys get along. Shouldn't you stay here? No. He was going to LSU or wherever he was off.
He was going.
And all of a sudden, it was kind of like, your contract you signed? Let me walk you through that. And I'm sure his agent's like, hang on, let me walk through that. Okay. And is that not the one where his agent quit? I believe his agent.
Well, yes. Got his agents fired and faced legal threats from Washington and the Big Ten, only to reverse course and announce he was staying in Seattle after all.
Somebody had the nut. It was like, here's the deal. You do this. Here's what's going to happen. And obviously, whether he thought he could win it or not, he did.
Is it tough to go back in that locker room?
Well, here's what it says. Jed Fish said publicly that they have to repair relationships and regain trust. So the answer is yes. There's problems there still.
But I would say that trust is more with the staff. Players, they'll respond.
I was going to say.
Players don't.
Young guys now, they're different.
They're like, you got to get yours. I get it.
It's not like he has got to go into a room full of Jason Peters.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen now.
Yeah. If that happened back in that day and all of a sudden quarterback does that and comes back, it's going to be a little bit ugly for a while. There's no ugly now.
I don't think so.
No, there's no. It might be a little bit like kind of. And then all you got to do is just say, here's what happened. So-and-so offered me $5.5 million.
You're good, bro.
So, yeah, and so I thought I'd look at it. And
you're good,
probably
bro.
Like, yeah, you're good.
You're good, bro.
Yeah, and then that'd be it.
It's all good. You do you. Yeah. We're fine. That is more apt to be the response now than it was in the 90s. God, we sound old.
It was always big.
That, true, though.
We used to talk about that. I remember even recently, coaches talking about, you know, just wait till another player, the players will handle this. The players don't handle things as much anymore. That doesn't happen. You don't see other players grabbing guys by the face mask as much.
Not as confrontational.
Not as confrontational because the locker room is very it's trying to be like this. There is not a lot of controversy in it. So, like I said, it's hard. And you hear coaches have talked. Well, Lance talked about right. Openly said we coach kids
Lance
differently.
Leipold,
We coach kids differently because they might leave. Just think about that. You have to coach kids differently because they might leave.
Yep.
And then if they do leave, they fire shots on the way out the door that I was mistreated here at whatever at school A.
Yep.
Which makes school A then hard to. It's a tough cycle. And the only thing you can do though, you got to live with yourself as a coaching staff. You coach how you coach, and if you have to, sometimes you do have to coach guys hard. Sometimes you have to get after.
And there are players who want that, right?
Most players want it. The ones that don't are just like I got coached too hard. Probably not the high level. There really aren't. There's just a difference between people just get confused when someone's saying something degrading to you, which I've like heard Jason talk about. Sometimes you think I've heard things said. Like, the big one was always why did we ever recruit you? That's been said to
that's
people.
Rough.
That's a rough one like that.
Yeah.
But if you're just getting coached hard and it's not personal, but it's about your play, and like the big term in every locker room is we attack problems, we don't attack people. That's always the thing. That's very hard for players to see that. It's very hard to see that think that they're getting attacked because if there's 9 comments that are great and there's one that's not, they'll remember the one.
Yeah.
And that's human nature also.
It is human nature.
I would remember the same thing.
Thank you, CBS Sports. That helps us for the first
separate
segments. Yeah. Overreaction.
That
Thank
is
you.
The best list you've cut.
They did a nice job on that.
Yeah, that was.
Cody Nagel, great job.
Yeah.
Can we get Nagel on?
We can talk.
We can get him on.
We can track him down.
Connor's not listening to the show again. Connor, can we please try to get a hold of Cody Nagel?
Wonder if we should have golf. Do those guys, do you think they do interviews?
I'm sure they do.
Crawford, Nagel.
We can talk to them.
Fornelli.
Fornelli. Yeah.
All those guys, they like to come on shows because most of them are all they like to get people reading their articles.
It promotes their brand.
So this our show being popular, a lot of listeners around
we're
the state.
We're not that popular.
Isn't that? Yeah.
We'll try to track down Tom Fornelli.
Fornelli, you're going with Fornelli over Nagel.
You're going Nagel and Crawford, all of them. But we love Tom.
We went Fornelli.
We have praised on the show Fornelli many times.
Fornelli, you went right to the top. I mean, you went right to the. Yeah.
Well, we go to the top.
Yeah. We did have Kip Kissinger in, who's at the top.
God.
When we come back, we got maybe some big news on the USC-Notre Dame rivalry. That's next on Early Break in the Ticket.